San Bernardino Real Estate Today, giving you the best information available on the real estate market across our Southern California Inland Empire. Today's featured guest is Ken Parker, one of the top real estate agents in Southern California. On today's show, Ken will be sharing with the listeners good and timely information on the home selling process so you can make the best possible decisions when selling your home. Ken Parker will also be sharing what makes his unique home selling system different and better than what is being offered by other real estate agents from across the country. Hello, John Hart here with you again. Welcome to today's show. The purpose of San Bernardino Real Estate Today is to give home sellers like you the best information we've researched on the real estate industry in Southern California and the Inland Empire, so you can make the best possible decisions when it comes time to selling your home. Today we are joined on the telephone by Ken Parker, one of Southern California's top real estate agents who operates in the Inland Empire and high desert markets just east of Metro Los Angeles. Today, Ken will be sharing his unique home selling and team system, which has been proven to sell homes fast, for top dollar, and with little hassle. As with other experts we've had on the show, our conversation with Ken will assist you in making the right decision about the real estate agent you will choose to advise you on the sale of your home, take your home to market, and sell it for you. Obviously, if you're an appropriate client, Ken would like to have your business. Let's get started with the show. Ken, welcome. Please give our listeners a brief introduction and a thumbnail resume.
Well, thanks a lot, John. I've had a passion for real estate dating back to college when I received my MBA in real estate from the University of Alaska. From my early studies in college, I knew real estate was in my heart and was a passion of mine.
So, Ken, you have been in the real estate industry since you graduated.
Well, I took a 20-year detour, and I had a successful career in hospitality as a PGA golf professional and a general manager running high-end golf resorts. As a matter of fact, when I retired from golf operations, I had achieved master professional status in the PGA, and I'm certified in the Club Managers Association. And I'm the only one in the country with both of those designations, and I do a few golf consulting projects a year.
Wow, Ken, that's amazing to see such great success. How has your hospitality career helped operate and grow a successful real estate business?
Well, John, it's about customer service in golf as it is in real estate. The real estate business is changing, and I feel my success came from not doing the same thing that everybody else was doing. I discovered that 99% of real estate agents do the same things, and I wanted to find a better way, a more innovative way, to serve my clients. So I found that I had to go outside of the real estate industry to find the answers. As a result of all my research and my personal testing, I really did develop a better system, a better way of selling real estate that really revolutionized my business.
Can you give us some examples of what you've done?
Sure. For example, I was one of the first real estate agents in the area to give my clients access to a free 24-hour talking ad service that gives them the ability to listen to recorded real estate information 24/7 on any home that interests them without talking to a real estate person.
So, Ken, let me ask you this. If I am selling my home, how does that help me?
Well, what we've found is there's a lot of buyers that are reluctant to contact a real estate salesperson. By offering recorded information over the phone when prospects don't have to speak to a real estate salesperson, what we've found is we're able to actually triple the number of inquiries on our clients' homes.
Ken, we were talking before this interview, and I think the thing that impressed me most is the fact that you will actually buy the home if you can't sell it during the term of the listing.
That's right. In fact, my guaranteed sales program really sets me apart from all of my competitors. You know, many real estate agents make promises. They promise that they're going to sell your home, that they're going to get you the highest price, and so on. But I guarantee my work in writing, and here's how it works. When you list your home with me, I give you an upfront guarantee in writing that I will sell your home for a prearranged price or more during the term of the listing, or I'll buy it myself. Now, some conditions apply, but with this guarantee, I'm the one that takes the risk, not the home seller. The real benefit of this program is my home sellers never get stuck owning two homes.
Ken, how often do you end up stuck buying someone's house?
Well, hardly ever, and here's the key. I'm able to make this commitment to my sellers because my homes sell. Again, the benefit of this program is that it gives my home sellers peace of mind knowing they'll never get stuck owning two homes.
Wow, Ken, that's a great program. I have never heard of any real estate agent doing that.
Well, it really is quite unique. I'm one of the few real estate agents in the country offering this.
Now, Ken, I understand that as a result of your innovations and guarantees, you have climbed to the top of your industry, that today you sell over 200 homes a year, where the average real estate agent in Southern California sells three or less. I did some research, and I found out that there are over 21,000 sales agents in the entire Inland Empire area. That's across all companies from all communities, and you sell more than mostly all of them. That's quite an accomplishment. In fact, you've been one of the top agents in the area, and your company, Good Deal Realty, enjoys equal success in the Inland Empire. Congratulations. These are tremendous accomplishments.
Well, thanks a lot, John. I'm proud of my achievements. But what this really means to my clients are two things. One, they're dealing with somebody who really knows what they're doing. And two, they are dealing with somebody who can spend more advertising and marketing on their home. You know, track record is very important. I really believe it's the measuring stick as to how effective a real estate agent's marketing efforts are. Most home sellers understand the sale of their home is a very important transaction, and most people have a profound preference for dealing with the best.
Okay, obviously you're very qualified to sell my home, but let's say I'm skeptical and I am not ready to hire you, and I'm probably going to feel I should check out and consider a number of other agents. So let's talk about some of the most important things I should know that I may not know about getting my home sold.
Well, to begin with, most people simply assume that when they list their home, it's going to sell.
I would assume that, yes.
Well, John, unfortunately, that's not always the case. You see, last year, only 74% of the homes in our market that were listed actually sold within the term of the agent's listing contract. So 26% were not sold. 26%. That's almost 3 out of every 10 home sellers that were disappointed. There is quite a difference between all homes that are listed and those that are actually sold. So I'm really confident that I can sell your home, and I'll even guarantee you to buy it for a prearranged price if I can't sell it. Another thing that might surprise you is that 69% of home sellers do not go back to their past real estate agent to do another transaction. However, 81% of my clients say they would return to me and my team for their next transaction.
I thought getting my home sold was simple. Obviously, it's not. Can you tell us why so many home sellers would not use the same real estate agent services again?
Well, I can name some of the top reasons that people say as to why they wouldn't use the same agent again. And their complaints include poor communication, promised a selling price or speed of a sale that was unrealistic. Another complaint is the agent wasn't experienced or perhaps was less experienced than he or she represented himself to be, and it later became apparent. The agent wasted a lot of the client's time and disrupted their home family life, showing the home to a lot of unqualified buyers. Or perhaps the agent didn't do enough, didn't advertise, didn't get the home presented to other agents, and he or she basically just stuck a sign in the lawn and placed it on the MLS service.
What do you do that's different?
Well, there's tons that we do different. First of all, I've built a complete marketing system, a client service system, and a team of 7 terrific agents, all designed not to disappoint my clients in any of these ways. In fact, when you market your home with me, I provide 6 guarantees in writing that even include penalties if you catch us over-promising or under-delivering.
I have to say that I am impressed by all the information you've given us. And I have to admit that prior to speaking with you here today, I basically thought that all real estate agents were the same.
Well, John, you know it's true that many people think that all real estate agents are the same, and it's true that we do some of the same things, but we're certainly not all the same. And if you take a look at my home seller's kit, you'll see the diagram of the Good Deal Realty Team Approach marketing system, and what you'll find are there are 8 different media that we use to market your home. Now, of the 8, many agents do 2 of them, and some agents might do 5 of them, but hardly anybody tries to do all 8. So what I've done is I've marked on the diagram just the ones where we do something unique in yellow. And this is really important because more marketing, more diversified marketing, casts a bigger net to a bigger pool of potential buyers, which causes our home sellers to sell their homes for more and sell them faster.
Ken, can you share with us some of the unique advantages you have in selling my home?
Well, there are so many unique things that we do for our home sellers. Just to name a few, there's our citywide buyer agent network. There's my copywriting system that I personally use to write the copy about your home. There's our innovative team approach. There's our Talking House program, our innovative internet marketing program, and our Buyers in Waiting program. There are so many unique things that we do that none of our competitors offer.
I'm getting the idea that not only should I hire you, but I wonder why everybody doesn't hire you.
Well, in fact, a lot of people do. As mentioned, I sell over 200 homes a year, and the average realtor sells less than 3. But there are some misconceptions that some people have about the way we operate. Perhaps these misconceptions come from our competitors, from what other real estate agents say about how we work, how we operate. Sometimes this causes a homeowner to choose a less experienced or a less successful agent than me and my team.
Can you share with us what some of those might be?
Well, John, there's a number of misconceptions. One reason you might choose a less experienced or a less successful agent is perhaps you're afraid that you won't be a priority with the Good Deal Realty team. You think you'll be lost or just a number, given that we sell so many homes and that we work with so many clients. You might think you'll get more personalized service or more attention from a less successful or solo agent. And that's what real estate agents who work by themselves would really want the home seller to believe. But you have to understand there's a big difference between getting more attention and getting the best possible result. You also have to remember that the whole point of this entire process is to get your home sold as quickly as possible at top dollar with the least inconvenience and hassle for you. The point is not to have your own babysitter. And our clients tell us that we deliver outstanding, exceptional, responsive customer service, which dovetails perfectly with my training and experience in the hospitality industry. And I like that we are setting the expectation bar high.
Ken, how are you able to sell so many homes and still provide great service to each of your clients?
Well, that's easy, John. It's our unique team approach. You see, you not only get me, Ken Parker, but you get my team of 7 outstanding agents trained and supervised by me, and 1 primary agent that's assigned to you and the sale of your home. We are organized and equipped to efficiently and successfully manage a lot of transactions, yet have each one of our clients feel as if they're our only client. There is no need to compromise. There is no need to sacrifice having the most successful real estate selling machine working for you and at the same time get personalized VIP treatment.
So what you're saying is that home sellers can have their cake and eat it too. With your approach, you not only get the benefits of dealing with a top agent, but you also get great service, so you really don't have to choose. With your team system, you can provide people the best of both worlds. A team of professionals getting your home sold, where nothing falls through the cracks, like dealing with a large, well-run company, and personal service you would get from dealing with a small outfit. What are other common mistakes people make?
Well, John, another common mistake is hiring a friend or a relative in the real estate business just because they'll do it for less. I certainly understand the temptation to give business to a friend or a relative, you know, especially if they're willing to cut their commission, but the cautions you should consider about this are many.
Can you give us specific examples?
First of all, any real estate agent that cuts or discounts their commission also has to cut or compromise the investment that they make in advertising, marketing, and selling your home, and that in turn may very well extend the required time to get your home sold. Second of all, a person who cuts their own professional fee reveals a mindset about how they sell. It suggests they may be quickly and easily willing to reduce your selling price on your home. If they can't negotiate their own fee, how good of a job are they going to do to negotiate the sales price of your home? And thirdly, any real estate agent that discounts their commission must need the business, and that may tell you something about their client's satisfaction, referrals, and reputation in the real estate community.
So what you're saying is that the old adage is true, you get what you pay for.
Yes, and this applies to most things in life. Absolutely, you get what you pay for. And listeners should keep in mind that they should thoroughly question any real estate agent they're thinking of using about his or her experience, number of sales, and the percentage of asking price that they get for their sellers.
I can see that the choice in real estate agents is a very important decision.
Well, John, it really is. I'd like to remind everyone listening to this that the sale of your home is very important, very substantial financial transaction where a real estate agent's inexperience or overpromising or lack of financial resources to market your property may cost you weeks or even months of delay.
Ken, what is another misconception?
Well, I guess another misconception is that you won't get Ken and you're going to get stuck with one of his flunkies. Unfortunately, this type of propaganda is spread by competing real estate agents. Now, the truth is that every one of my 7 agents on the Good Deal Realty team has been handpicked by me, trained by me, and deliver exceptional results. You should also know that each one of my 7 agents' performance exceeds that of 90% of all agents in our Inland Empire high desert area. So to describe these real estate agents as flunkies, well, that's completely inappropriate and inaccurate. My team is a Top Gun team with experience, talent, and dedication to client satisfaction that, frankly, is unparalleled.
So you get all seven of these extraordinary agents working to sell your home?
That's right, John. You get all seven agents working for you for the same price as hiring a single agent that works by themselves. And you have a primary agent that's in charge of the sale of your home.
So, Ken, where do you fit into all this?
I'm the one that supervises each and every transaction. I'm completely engaged in the sale of your home, from preparing the marketing plan to working with my team of agents.
As you explained it, it makes total sense. That's how things work in the business world. For example, I just flew out of town the other day on business, and the pilot who flew the plane wasn't the same person who checked me in or the same person who took my baggage or served me an overpriced snack. Everyone had their own job to do. You're saying that's how your team approach works.
Exactly. You know, John, in a corporate world, the team approach really is the preferred way of getting things done. For example, in manufacturing, there's design and engineering teams. In advertising, there's creative and client services teams. Even in real estate, if you were to have a home built for you, you might hire the best architect you can find, but he would have another architect in his firm assigned to your project. There would be a contractor, carpenters, plumbers, etc. You'd have a team.
It makes sense. I have to admit that now after speaking with you, I was guilty of believing that all real estate agents are the same and that it doesn't matter who I choose to sell my home. I would think most people who haven't dealt with a real estate agent before or dealt with a good one would think the same thing.
A lot of people think that way, and we have to understand that most people don't go through this process of selling their home many times in their lives, so it's not something that people do often or think about. So a lot of people have that misconception. Certainly, all real estate agents do basically the same things in a broad, general sense. You know, they list and they sell homes for sellers, and they find buyers and help those buyers buy homes. But, John, this would be like saying all doctors and all hospitals do basically the same things. For example, some hospitals have a much higher success rate with heart operations than other hospitals. And there are world-class doctors that people will travel thousands of miles to see. And then there's doctors who struggle to get enough patients to make out a living in their own hometowns. Now, I'm not saying the Good Deal Realty team approach is the best choice for all sellers. We attract and we've engineered our entire approach to selling homes and servicing clients really for the individuals who have a profound preference for dealing with the best, for having the most respected, most qualified, and capable professionals handling their affairs. If they have a medical need, they seek out the best doctor, not just any doctor. So for the very important financial matter of selling their home, they seek out and they choose the most experienced and the most successful real estate agent they can retain. So if this describes you, you know very well that all real estate agents are not equally qualified to sell your home.
So would you say that experience and track record definitely count in both a hot and cold market?
Absolutely, John. Experience and a successful track record really do matter at any time and in any type of market. And here's why. Not only do you want to get your home sold as quickly as possible, but you want to get it sold for the highest possible price, and you want it sold efficiently. You don't want to be embroiled in messed up documents, disputes, and confusion, unnecessary open houses. You don't want agents traipsing lots of poorly qualified buyers through your home and disrupting your life. You want a smooth, flawless transaction. And that's the kind of totally satisfying experience that we pride ourselves on delivering to every single client.
You know, I was recently talking to a friend who listed his house with a real estate agent because that agent promised that they would sell the home for an outrageously high price. So far, the house has not sold. I guess another reason someone might choose another real estate agent is for the very simple reason that an agent says he or she can sell the home for a higher price.
Well, you know, anybody can promise anything. What you need to do is you need to look at the agent's actual documented track record to see how their promises are kept. And we're happy to show you our entire year's worth of transactions with both the original asking price and the final selling price. We'll compare our track record against any other real estate agent's record in the area. You see, the thing is, if an agent makes you feel good by suggesting a price that is actually unrealistic or unattainable, there's really no downside to the agent. He or she can later start bringing you substantially lower offers and urge you to accept them. On the other hand, of course, pricing a property too low is also a costly mistake.
So objectively assessing a home's maximum but realistic sales price correctly is a real science.
It really is. It comes down to practice as well. You see, we monitor sales prices day in and day out in every neighborhood in our Inland Empire high desert area. And as I just said, we have a terrific track record of getting homes sold at the asking price. In short, we are the proven truth in pricing experts. We know what a home can and will be sold for. We give our clients truthful, frank advice on pricing, and then we negotiate tough with buyers to get you, our home sellers, the full asking price. So we believe that you should list your home with an agent that has a best track record for actually obtaining the highest price, not just list with an agent that tells you the highest price.
As I'm listening to all this, I'm impressed again and again with the realization that there's a lot more to getting my home sold right, without problems, for top dollar, as quickly as possible. Having the right agent on my side now seems very important. Brings me right back to the start of this interview. How should I pick my agent?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. There's a lot of advice out there from personal finance experts or on TV or from friends and family. You know, everybody tells you to interview 3, 4, 5 agents and then go pick one. And when somebody tells me that that's what they're about to do, I ask them, what criteria are you going to use to compare, judge, and then pick a real estate agent? You know, many of them admit that they really don't know. They're going to spend 3, 4, 5 evenings interviewing all these different real estate agents with no real predetermined way to pick the real estate agent they're ultimately going to trust to handle one of the biggest and most important financial events of their life.
So tell us, who hires Ken Parker and the Good Deal Realty team?
John, the vast majority of our clients come to us predetermined to hire us. In most cases, after reading all of the information I give them, they make the decision to hire me and my team. Now, when a client calls us, we set up a meeting with one of my top team members where all of your questions are answered and then your home is evaluated. The meeting, of course, is absolutely free and there's no obligation.
Do you find that you attract a certain type of person as a client?
There really are certain groups of people that most frequently hire me and my team, and I'd like to talk to you about who they are and why they call us. First of all, they're CEOs, executives, and business owners. These people are attracted to our team approach because they run their own businesses as teams. They really understand and appreciate the Good Deal Realty team system. These people are already accustomed to bringing people who play different specialized roles together as a team in their own businesses, and they really know the most productive approach to complex situations. Also, sales professionals and marketing entrepreneurs seem to be attracted to our system. I think that's because they recognize the benefit of our sophisticated system for selling homes as quickly as possible and for top dollar. These professionals see quite simply that our system does more things simultaneously to get their home sold.
Would you say there's anyone else?
Also, doctors, hospital administrators, and nurses seem to be attracted to our system because, like executives, they are thoroughly familiar with the benefits of a team approach because that's how they work.
The people that you mentioned are great examples, which gets me thinking, really. Any busy person who needs to get the job done right the first time, with little hassle, should be speaking with you about their home sale.
John, you know, that's exactly right. The majority of our clients are exceptionally busy couples, and they understand that our system involves methods of marketing and selling their home that minimizes their own involvement and inconvenience. For example, our pre-selection and qualifying process reduces the number of people who traipse in and out of their home with no real interest in buying it immediately. Another group of people that seem to be really attracted to our system are people who are not real estate investors and people who are not real estate experts, just the average person. And that's because most successful people become experts in what they do, their occupation, profession, or business. They don't have the time or inclination to also become experts in finance, investment, real estate, and real estate law. They don't want a rookie or a part-time dabbler handling one of the most significant financial transactions. They want somebody supervising every aspect of the sale of their home, somebody who's a leading authority with many years of successful experience. In short, they want the best real estate agent that they can get. And finally, people who do not have time for do-overs are attracted to our system. As you said, John, people want to get it done right the first time. If you hire the wrong agent, after weeks or even months go by without your home being sold, you have to start all over with a brand new agent. And many home sellers go through this 3 or 4 times before getting their home finally sold. And then they tend to compromise on their price severely. So, John, we attract the homeowner who's really determined to get it right the first time.
Okay, Ken, one short note I see in your bio is that you are a short sale expert. Can you explain?
Yes. In our current economy, and housing market, approximately 4 out of every 10 home mortgages are upside down, meaning the home seller or borrower owes more than the market value of their home. We help these home sellers that must sell their homes today with the sale of their homes.
Ken, that doesn't quite make sense to me. Why would a bank allow a sale of a home if they are going to get less than what is owed to them?
Well, the process is called a short sale or short pay because the bank is getting less than what is owed on the home. And if the alternative is foreclosure, then it makes sense. The bank looks at it as a business decision. The cost for a bank to foreclose on a borrower can run 20 to 30% more than for a short sale. Additionally, if the home goes to foreclosure, the property becomes vacant. And vacant homes are not like fine wine. They don't get better with age.
What happens to the shortage of the sales proceeds and what is owed on the mortgage?
John, great question. We could do another show on the ins and outs and the do's and don'ts for short sales. That being said, typically there are three big items the average short seller in today's market is concerned with. The first one is your question. What happens to the difference? And the bank typically writes the difference off and provides the seller with a settled account. The other two are, is there a tax consequence, and how does the short sale process affect the seller's credit? The best way to handle this is with a personal consultation with the seller, primarily because every situation is different and there are a lot of moving parts. It's not easy what we do. However, we have a tremendous success helping sellers that must sell one client at a time.
Ken, wow, you've really opened my eyes to yet another reason why you and your team should be on someone's list to call if they're looking to sell their home, and for some that may not have even thought it was possible. Okay, we're getting short on time. Give me a summary, the main reason so many people choose your real estate team to sell their home.
Sure, John. There's really four reasons. The first reason is speed. Our team will sell your home fast. It's not just an empty promise. It's a fact. In hot markets or slow markets, in every part of town, our selling speed is well known. The second reason is top dollar. My team and I will sell your home for the absolute most amount of money that the market will bear. And another reason you want my team and I to take care of your sale of your home is no hassle. My team and I will get your home sold with every I dotted and every T crossed with the least amount of inconvenience to you. But John, I really believe the most important reason to hire my team and I to handle the sale of your home is that we're the safe bet.
Now, this sounds great to me, but what would you say to someone who is still skeptical?
Well, I can understand why some people may be skeptical, but we actually do a really good job of setting ourselves apart from other real estate agents in our marketplace by being accountable to you. In fact, we give our home sellers 6 satisfaction guarantees when you list your home with us.
Can you share those guarantees with us?
Well, actually, our 6 guarantees are in the home seller's kit, but I'll give you an example of our first guarantee. Our first guarantee is what we call our communications guarantee, and this is when we guarantee that you're actually going to receive a phone call from us every single week updating you on the progress of the sale of your home. We also guarantee that any phone call that you make to our office will be returned within 24 hours. Now, here's the guarantee. If we fail to update you on a weekly basis or fail to return any of the phone calls that you make to our office within 24 hours, we will deduct $200 from the commission on the sale of your home. Now, again, you can read about our 6 guarantees in our home seller's kit, but I'll summarize the other 5 guarantees, John. The second guarantee is what we call our honest promises guarantee. Our third guarantee is our reality-based selling price range guarantee. Guarantee number 4 is our reality-based timetable. Guarantee number 5 is our honest presentation of experience and track record. And, John, our final guarantee, guarantee number 6, is what we call our qualified buyer's guarantee. And again, listeners can read about all these guarantees in detail in our home seller's kit. But what's most important to understand, John, is that we actually put our money where our mouth is.
All right, Ken, I'm convinced. You've got me. If I were selling my home, I'd want you.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm really proud of the service that we deliver to our clients and the results that we get for them. And you should absolutely expect a wonderful experience when you deal with us.
I would ask, why would anyone take a chance with a less experienced or less successful agent who cannot provide the same facts or provide the success statistics and the same certainty to you? Honestly, I don't know. As we close today's show, I hope everyone listening to this will decide that you are the professionals that they should trust with one of the most important financial transactions of their life. For the listeners who want to move forward and discuss their home sale with you, what do they do next?
Well, that's easy. All they need to do is contact our office. For those that are not convinced, I recommend that you review all the written information that I've provided. And if you still insist on interviewing other real estate agents, you should really do that before calling us. And remember to please use the agent selection guide that I provided. And if after reviewing everything you feel that my team and I would be a good fit and you'd like to arrange a meeting to discuss becoming a client, please contact me at 760-951-9050. For those who are ready to sell their home today, I welcome you to call me now at the same number, 760-951-9050, or contact me via email, ken@gooddealrealty.net. That's ken@gooddealrealty.net.
That concludes our time with Ken, and remember, to discuss becoming a client of the Ken Parker and Good Deal Realty team, call 760-951-9050. That's 760-951-9050. Ken, thanks for joining us today.
Well, John, it's been my pleasure.